Sometimes when I mention that I have a bat house on my home, I see people visibly shudder. I can understand that reaction because bats, just like eight-legged arachnids and slithering reptiles, have a sordid on-screen history that makes a lot of people really uncomfortable. Whole horror movie franchises have been built from our fear of bats. Vampire bats, sewer bats. I even remember a grocery store tabloid with a terrifying image of a child with large pointed ears and sharp incisors that read, "Bat child found in cave." No wonder we're all a little nervous about them. But what I tell people who are bat-averse is to try to think of them as furry nocturnal birds clearing the skies of insects that spread diseases and damage our crops and gardens. That's because bats are the major predator performing a true ecological miracle every night. Just one bat can eat over 1,000 insects each night. They work the night shift so other insect eaters can get some shut-eye. Our listening area has 10 species of bats, and all are insectivores. They don't eat fruit like bats in other regions, or feed on blood like in the movies. Some of our local species reside in Maryland all year long, but some only migrate through during the spring and fall. Regardless of the habits specific to their species, all our local bats are excellent at pollinating our crops and controlling insect populations. So it's worth it to attract them anywhere food is growing or anywhere people are trying to have a comfortable, mosquito-free night outside. The kind of bat you're most likely to see in our area is the little brown bat. They have long, glossy dark fur and molasses-colored faces, ears, and wings. Little is a perfect descriptor for this kind of bat, since they typically weigh about 8 ounces, or the same as a Sharpie marker. At this time of year, you can find little brown bats roosting in hot, dry attics, under building shingles, or behind shutters or siding. Hanging upside down in those spaces, they're in the ideal position for takeoff. And at night, they'll fly out to eat gnats, beetles, and moths. Contrary to the popular idiom, bats are not, in fact, blind. Bats can see just as well as humans can, though they do use a sophisticated echolocation to orient themselves and locate, track, and evaluate their prey. Studies have shown that bats can use echolocation to detect an object the width of a human hair. Wow. In many of those same scary films, humans will try anything to get rid of these small creatures. We grab brooms and nets, garlic and mothballs, poisons and traps, whatever's at hand. But I say, we should keep those methods in the movies, and only in the movies. That's because throughout North America, bat populations are declining at an unprecedented pace. The leading threat is white nose syndrome, a quickly spreading fungal infection that causes bats to wake too early from their winter hibernation. It's marked by a white mold growing on the bat's muzzle. The affected bats begin to fly around, thus using up their fat reserves before there are more insects available for food, and ultimately they starve. First documented in a cave outside Albany, New York in 2006, white-nose syndrome moves rapidly through hibernating groups, often killing 90 to 100% of the bats in a cave. Since it was first discovered by scientists, the disease has spread across the eastern seaboard, including Maryland, and an estimated 6 million bats have died. Though not known to be harmful to humans, there is an urgent need to prevent the spread of this deadly white-nose syndrome, and you can be part of the conservation solution. Stay out of caves and mines where bats are known or suspected to hibernate. Report unusual bat behavior, like bats flying around during the day when they should be hibernating or roosting in sunlight on the outside of structures, to the Department of Natural Resources. Construct homes for bats and reduce disturbance to natural bat habitats, like outdoor lighting around your home. You can learn more about our native plant and animal species by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WIPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.